Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio. Let's go to our Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Let's go to Mark in the French Quarter. Mark in the huddle with Mike and Charlie.
Hey, Mike and Charlie. Listen, I mean, that defense was so bad. They're
terrible.
There's not even words to even describe how bad it was, what you can do about it, and how you can fix it. So here's one of my resolutions, or here's one of my ideas. Every player on that defense should take whatever they earn in salary for that game and donate it to charity, because they didn't earn it, and there's lots of people in this town that are hurting, and that was disgusting. And Mickey Loomis, he needs to donate his entire year's salary, because this is on him. These drafts since 2018 have been horrible. And I don't want to hear, well, it's the pro scouts or this or that. It's on Mickey to make sure. I mean, these drafts have been horrible. And we are where we are because of the draft picks. And I think this defense is just too old and too slow. It looked good for the first couple of games. You start getting dinged up. You start getting into that second and third level of guys trying to fill in. Sorry, it's on Mickey.
That's kind of the crazy thing, though, isn't it? It's like the offense is really banged up, but the defense isn't that injured.
My thing about it is Pete
Warner's hurt.
Yeah, and okay, you are showing signs of age. But
yes.
This didn't happen this offseason. Okay, you've whiffed on picks. Mark, you're absolutely right.
You're not finding any argument from us here.
This is not about age at this point. Some of that comes into play, but you had guys selected that should have been ready to roll, and they're not. You missed on picks. Now, everybody does, but not this much. This all goes back to, we can talk about free agency, and it does help that you can go out and get a veteran at a certain spot. You got to hit on early picks. You got to hit on those draft choices. If not, you in a lot of trouble. My thing with the Bucks, they're the youngest team in the NFC right now when you look at it across the board.
The quote-unquote soft rebuild that we've praised them
for. Soft rebuild. In 3 years, every one of their draft choices is on the roster but one. In 3 years. So they picked right. When you lost Brady and Gronk and Fournette and somebody, and Dominican Sue, some of these guys that were brought in as sort of football mercenaries. And I get that. Part. You got to do it at that stage when you got Brady. But all of a sudden, they were able to hit on these draft choices and the one big free agent signee.
But also retaining their talent, like the Antoine Winfield Jr., who they spent a second-round pick on. The Tristan
Mike
Wirfs,
Evans,
spent
a veteran player.
But yes, but as far as like recent draft history, like draft picks within the past half decade, the guys that they've hit
Tristan
on.
Tristan Wirfs.
Yeah, Tristan Wirfs, you know, all these guys that they've landed those early picks on, they've kept them in-house, right? And the Saints, I mean,
there's been a lot of whiffs on draft day.
There's been a lot of whiffs. You just got to call it what it is.
And Mark, you're absolutely right. I mean, this falls back on that. Mickey's always talked about, he is the final say. Now he's getting help from Jeff Ireland, the scouting department, but he's got the final say. He's made that clear. And so this sort of falls right in his lap, that all these misses comes back to either going along or making changes when you saw you weren't hitting on those draft choices.